This is the story of you, the story that has shaped your day or maybe your entire life, where your story becomes our story, because without you there is no me and no me without you. Tune in each week as we share stories of life, yours and mine. Each episode will feature a special guest who shares with us their own truth. Join us as we uncover just how unique and similar we all are. This is the story of you and of me. I'm Donna Politis, your host. Welcome to My Spoken Truth. Welcome, Athena. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of My Spoken Truth. I'm sitting here in a wonderful coffee shop and a busy coffee shop because you can hear everyone in the background with Athena Hadzisimeonidou, if I've said that right. It's a tongue twister. Yes.
It's a very long name.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Recently, I met you. Maybe it's been a few months since I've gotten to know you.
Yes.
But I met you over a year ago for the first time.
Exactly.
In a very brief encounter. But Athena's spark, Athena's energy, it's contagious. And I had to see you again, and I had to meet you, and I had to get to know you more. And that's transpired and it's happened because it's meant to be.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I want to thank you that I'm here today. Because it is a pleasure and an honor for me too to be here and your show, your YouTube channel. It's an honor for me because I like you very much and I see your work and I watch your channel. So thank you for your invitation. Hello to everybody. And I hope that this will be an interesting interview. I hope so.
Well, I like things to be open and spontaneous, hence the title of the show. You were asking me a little bit about it before, yeah. Is My Spoken Truth. I like people that are coming on the show to speak their truth.
It's a little bit scary because I have to tell everything.
Yes. Truth can be scary, but you above all people, and that's why you're on this episode, you above all people have conquered many fears in your life, and you've conquered it through certain... Yeah. Actions and behaviors and life goals. So we get back to...
I have many fears.
Travels, right? So you were living in Germany. We'll come back to those.
Okay,
you came back to, you came back to Greece when you were 10 with your family.
Yes.
You worked at a bank, which in a way might not necessarily suit your character, but you're a very strong, determined woman.
Yeah,
but you're also very creative. So I can't picture you necessarily in a banking environment, but then
I was a creative bank woman.
Okay. See, there's a role for everyone. 24 years at a bank.
Yeah.
But in between and all of this time, you've also been, you've studied music. You've been a screenwriter. You write lyrics for songs. You've written theatrical plays. And I'm sure there's more on this list that I haven't written.
Yes.
So you're a very accomplished woman. And also including, she's published a beautiful book that I've only just skimmed through because she didn't have a copy for me to read last time I saw her. So one day I will borrow this copy and read it. But you've told me about the book.
This is a present for you. You can keep this, of course.
And you're going to autograph
like
it for me, of course.
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to get into talking about the book. We're going to get into talking about your life a little bit. And whatever else transpires.
Spoken truth, okay?
Speak your truth, Athena. Let's go.
Well, there is a philosophy of my... I have a philosophy that I want always to speak in my mother language. And this is because if you have the luxury to speak Greek, to know this beautiful ancient language... then it's a little bit awkward to speak European languages because Greek is the mother of the European languages.
But really it's about sharing this with as wide of an audience as possible because when we speak our truth, what happens? We relate to other people.
Okay.
And other people hear our stories and other people understand, other people meaning us, people understand that they're not alone. Any struggles that you've gone through, a whole bunch of the population can relate to. And if someone sees your journey and your inspiration and how you keep finding ways to step through obstacles and pain and fears, like we touched on, that gives inspiration and hope to somebody else. So if there's one thing that comes out of this episode of this podcast, is to touch lives.
This is the reason why I wrote this book, Argyro Berdemata, because all the things that you say are in this book here. This is my first novel, and now I'm writing the second one. I want it to be as popular as Argyro Berdemata was. Do you want me to say some words about the book?
I would love you to say some words about the book, and I'm going to write this one down in subtitle so everyone can understand. I'm going to read a little bit off of the front book cover, because even just that, if someone only read this, I think they have enough to go on for the rest of their lives.
That's why I put this in the first page.
So some of it that I'll share is, Σημασία δεν έχει τι θα κάνει κανείς, αλλά πώς θα το κάνει. It doesn't matter what someone does, it's how they do it.
Exactly. It's the way.
The way. And maybe I would even extrapolate on that and say, it doesn't even necessarily matter what happens to us, it's how we handle it.
Exactly. Because if most of our life is it's heavy sometimes to have those fears in your life. But maybe sometimes those fears and everything you see in your life, and you say that it's a little bit difficult for me, all the difficulties and all the fears makes you the person that you are, or that you want to become. What does life means when everything is like a line? Spectacular. Our life must be spectacular. And if I didn't have these fears and these problems, I think that I would never write this book. I would never wrote this book. Because every time you write something, you put in the pages something from yourself. Well, that's the rule. Sometimes they say, is this you? Argyro, is this you? No, it's not me. But there are things from me in this book.
Well, I would think some of the best authors on the planet and in history have always written from personal experience.
Now, you see, this is a fear. The best authors. I'm just a new author.
Yes, and maybe you're one of the best.
I don't know.
But anyone that writes from their own experience, only that can offer someone else hope that they can get through whatever it is they're going through, or insight, or inspiration. Inspiration came up in our last conversation, too. Έμπνευση, and passion, and creativity. So tell me more about that in your life.
Well, έμπνευση, it is like the first sight of love. You never know when you will meet this έμπνευση, inspiration. You don't know from whom and when. It's like the first sight of love. You can see something, and from this little thing, you can create a whole book. That's how I wrote this book.
From inspiration.
Yeah. It was on September. A very nice day in September. I saw something, and I wrote the first sentences. So we have now this book.
Can you tell people a little bit about this book? Because you mentioned to me yesterday that it might be coming out in English one day soon.
Yeah.
Or yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about the lead character? And I want to know, sorry, about this one section in the book, page 228.
you talk about life strategies or life lessons, from the main character.
Yeah.
You pointed one out to me before we started, and I really like it because it kind of, not kind of, it really has to do with culture these days. Instagram culture of comparing our lives to everything that we see around us, the perfect bodies and the people that travel all around the globe and the perfect homes and the perfect relationships. Absolutely. But that Insta culture is creating a lot of insecurity in people's lives.
Yeah.
So what you write here is, ο άνθρωπος δεν είναι κιλά, πτυχία και επάγγελμα. Ο άνθρωπος είναι προσωπικότητα, κοινωνική μόρφωση και εσωτερική ομορφιά. Do you want to tell us that a little bit in English and then expand?
You can translate it. You will translate it. I have to. Okay, translate it as you want.
A person isn't their weight. A person isn't their degrees or their career. A person is their personality, their social understanding of life,
exactly,
and their inner beauty.
Inner beauty. This is the key, the inner beauty. Because if you have this inner beauty, you will have everything else. If you are strong and you know yourself, nothing can hurt you. That's my philosophy. I think that insecure is, for these days, I think about insecurity like a disease in these days. Because we have so many images for our icon, how we see, how they see ourselves, how we see ourselves too. And we have to be very beautiful, and we have to be very smart, and we have to have degrees, and, you know, a very professional that everybody says, oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. And we have to have, because we are in Thessaloniki, Greece, and we have this beautiful country here and this beautiful sea. So in Thessaloniki, if you want to be very successful, then you must have a house in Chalkidiki. So you must have two cars, a house in Chalkidiki, and you must have all those things that many people think that if you have this thing, all those things, then you are successful. So, you are happy. This is a lie. Terrible
lie.
It's
the biggest lie.
It's the biggest lie. Because you can have just a bicycle and be happier than somebody else who has a Mercedes. And he wants a Ferrari too. And a Lamborghini. And,
I'm going to add a backpack.
Yeah, and a backpack.
A backpack, yes. And a bicycle, and off you go.
So, you are happy when you have do all your dreams. I think this is happiness. And as I say inside here, happiness isn't a situation. Happiness is some little times in your life, in this difficult life, some happy times in this difficult lives, in your difficult life.
Have you lived all your dreams?
Not yet. But some of them, yes, I have lived them. And I have too many dreams. This is a problem.
I'm
know?
With you on that.
Yeah. I try to live them. But Argyro, I think that she lived her dream. And after she knew herself, and after she understood that sometimes it's not... our problem is not how the people see us. It is how we think the people see us and how we see ourselves in the society. So Argyro is a woman. She is 32 years old. She doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't even like her name. And she isn't very rich. She works as, how we said this now in English, ecosignificon. Yeah, she worked there.
At a wedding dress shop.
And she thinks that it's not a very successful job. She is not very tall. She's not very beautiful. She is a little bit chubby. And these all in her lives makes this big problem for her.
Mm.
So she thinks that she's nothing. Or she's something very, you know, low in the society. She gets an invitation for her cousin's wedding, and she doesn't want to go there because all the family will be there, and this family, they all are tall and beautiful and very successful and very they have degrees, they are rich, and she doesn't want to go there because she had vacations and she had some kilos. She put some kilos on, so it's difficult for her, but she has to go. And she meets there her aunt. She has the name of her aunt. Arigiro is her aunt too, and this aunt from America is, you know, I think the best things that could happen in Arigiro's life, to meet her. And she makes everything, you know, she said and does things that Arigiro says, okay, life isn't as I thought it was, but as she teach me right now. Well, I won't say anything else about this book because you have to read it. I think that you will...
It's going to win you over.
I don't want to spoil it in my English.
Yes. I don't want you to spoil it either, because
okay.
I definitely want to dive into this. I also want people to know a little bit more about your music, your what inspires your lyric writing, because the other night, I guess a week ago, I was here and we were chatting and it was late at night, and Athena pulls out her guitar and basically serenades me. If you were a man, I would have fallen in love. I felt very lucky that night, very, very lucky to sit there and listen to you, because the passion that comes through musicians and people that have written their own music, it's as if God was speaking to me through your music.
Okay.
That inspiration comes from a greater power.
For me, it's a little bit simply because it comes out very spontaneous. Inspiration in my books or in my lyrics comes from the same, you know, from... It's the same, I think, from the same things. I could write a song or I can write a book. Sometimes I see something or I feel something or somebody can tell me something and I go home and I can't sleep. So I feel this electricity inside me. I have to write it down, and lyrics are easier. So they're smaller and you can finish in 1 hour everything you have to say in a song. That's why I write lyrics. And I like music very much. I love music. It's part of my life.
I'm going to put the links to Athena's songs so you can get a taste and hear them for yourselves.
Just a moment. I don't sing them by my own.
You have other...
Yeah, yeah.
To sing your music.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are yours.
Here I want to say about Irene Asimopoulou. She is a very... nice voice, you know, she's angel's voice. She has this angel voice. And there is Kostas Miklosis, who is the leader of the Vitikes Nikias band. It's very famous in Greece and in Thessaloniki too. And I have many other artists, but it's an honor for me to write for those voices. It's an honor if you hear this voice and you hear what you have wrote. it's always this this feeling happiness, and you feel a little bit shy too, the same time. Embarrassed. It's embarrassing.
Well, like many, I guess, singers or actors, seeing themselves on video or seeing themselves performing, it can be a little bit shocking at the beginning. But I was listening to an interview.
It's the first time I'm on camera.
Oh.
I've been many times in front of a microphone, but it's the first time I'm on camera.
Okay. I'm honored. My last guest, it was their first podcast, and for some of my other guests as well. And one of my guests here in Thessaloniki, it was his first interview in English. So a lot of people are conquering some of their fears on this podcast, which is great.
This is a big fear of mine, yeah. I avoid television. I don't like it at all.
If you could give some advice to, I was going to say younger viewers, but really it applies to everybody. If you could give advice.
I don't like to give advices. I think it's rude.
Okay.
I can give only, you know, some sentences from my inspiration and from the life that I have lived till now, from my Iberia. So exactly. I couldn't find the word. It was so simple. Well, so sentences of my experiences.
Great.
But not advices.
So if we come back to fear, because that seems to also be somewhat of a theme of the week for me. If we come back to fear, and from your sentences of life experience, what would you say about fear and conquering fear? Or what would you know?
No, I'm too afraid to talk about fear. I don't like fear.
She's scared of fear itself.
I have too many fears, that's why. I conquered some of them, but I have fears. Well, there is here a sentence that I like it too very much, and I like to say it to young people, but not only to young people. Well, as I read it in Greek, «Μην αφήσεις κανέναν και τίποτα να μπει ανάμεσα σε σένα και το όνειρό σου. Είναι κάτι που αφορά μόνο εσάς τους δυο». Don't let anything to get between you and your dream. It's something that matters only for you two. You and your dream. Because if you said to somebody, I want to become an author or a journalist or an artist or famous, just famous, or I want to buy a house, you know, next to the sea and do nothing, they will say to you, the first thing they will say, oh, no, you cannot do this. People like to say no to everything, to every dream.
I think people like to speak from their insecurities, and oftentimes it's out of protection. They don't want to see you get hurt.
That was the next that I wanted to say, yeah. They have their insecurity, and they like to put it to other people's too. Well, it's very wise if you don't discuss your dreams with anybody. Just do them and let them know after you have make your dream. That's not an advice, that's an experience, because every time I said to my people, my friends, my family, that I want to do this or that, the answer was, no, are you crazy? You will not do that. You cannot do this. But I had a father who told me sometime, if somebody did something, then you can do it too.
Absolutely.
If nobody did it, then be the first.
Wow.
Yeah. He was wise.
That is definitely a takeaway from this podcast. Yes. I want to close on that.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Because my father was my inspiration for my whole life, and I loved him very much. And I miss him these days too much. I don't know why these days. But I think that I'm the person who I am because I had the father and the mother, but mostly the father that I had. He grew me up with these sentences.
Great role model.
And he said something else. Nobody is bigger. How we said this? Anoteros, katoteros. Nobody is above
you. I've got viewers that know the answer.
Nobody is above you or under you. You have to look the people right inside the eyes. And this is a rule that I had my whole life. Okay.
That's why you're here.
Thank you, Athena. Thank you so much.
Thank you that you invited me here today. It was very nice. And it's my first time that I have an interview in English. So please excuse my English. I have many years to speak, to make a discussion in English. And it's the first time that I'm on the camera. So you have two of my first times.
I'm glad. I think everybody is going to enjoy watching this. They're definitely going to take something out of what you said, and especially out of what your father said. So he passed down some beautiful wisdom to you. And if they're Greek, they're going to pick up your book, Argyro Berdemata. And if they're not Greek, they're going to wait for the English version to come out.
I hope soon.
Not having read the full book, but just reading excerpts and hearing about it from you, I would actually call it an inspirational book. A self-help book, because
exactly,
and that's really what's pulling us forward and moving us forward in the last few decades is self-help and self-improvement and empowerment. So it's actually, I'm getting goosebumps as I say this, because it really was divine timing that I met you and I met this book.
I want to say that I started for about 1 year psychology to write this book. I started psychology, because you have power in your hands when you write a book. So I wanted to give the right sentences and the right moves.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was nice to see you here.
You too.
Thank you.
Like and definitely subscribe, because I have more videos coming up and more beautiful interviews with amazing people. So definitely press the subscribe button and the little bell next to the subscribe button, so you can get an icon coming to your phone or your laptop anytime there's a new video coming out. Please share with your friends so that everyone can be inspired by these voices. Thanks, everybody, and thank you, Athena.
Thank you, too.